It can be hard for major sporting events to live up to the hype these days, but Game 1 of the NBA Finals did just that. Last night in Oakland, the Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 108-100 in overtime. This game had it all. Superstars doing super things, nail-biting swings of momentum, and at the very end, an injury that could have a major impact on the rest of the series. NPR's Tom Goldman took it all in and filed this report.
David Blatt coaches the Cleveland Cavaliers, but he pretty much spoke for everyone who watched last night's game at Oracle Arena when he started his post-game press conference this way.
Dad, we got any water here or anything?
Whether it was coaches in tailored suits or 19,596 spectators, most wearing gold T-shirts bearing the Warriors' slogan, Strength in Numbers, people were parched and hoarse after 53 minutes of knockdown and get-back-up action. One of those T-shirt wearers was Don Nashiba of Oakland.
Insane. Can't take no more. Tired. I got nothing more to give. I'm tired. Going home.
After Cleveland went out to a quick lead, as many as 14 points ahead in the first quarter, Golden State fought back and caught and tied the Cavs with about 4 minutes left in the half. From then on, it went like this. For every Oracle Arena shaking moment, like this three-point bucket by three-point shooter extraordinaire Steph Curry of the Warriors, there followed something like this. An Oracle quieting moment by the Cavs. Most of the time, it was LeBron James doing the quieting. James, a.k.a. best player on the planet, scored 44 points from outside and in over a succession of Warriors defenders. And while he had his way with those defenders for much of the night, one of them, Warriors veteran Andre Iguodala, actually could hold up his head at night's end. Iguodala got the James assignment late in the game as he squared off with the Cleveland superstar, Iguodala, who gives up about 50 pounds to James, remembered the defensive tips he learned as a rookie player.
NBA is about scoring. You got a lot of talented players. Guys are going to score the points. The thing to do is make it hard for them. Don't foul them. Make them take tough shots. Make their routes hard.
It worked pretty well. After James scored with 2 minutes 38 seconds left in regulation, he went scoreless the rest of the game until he converted a meaningless layup at the very end of overtime. The loss for Cleveland was made worse by a game-ending injury to point guard Kyrie Irving. He hurt his already ailing left knee. He's missed a few games during the postseason because of tendonitis, and he used the week-long break before last night's game to get better. Irving made some dazzling plays on both offense and defense last night. Obviously, he's key to the Cavs' success. And LeBron James, who's hardly panicking after a Game 1 loss, still sounded concerned about Cleveland's second-best player.
You know, to see him walk out of the locker room in crutches just now, it's a tough blow for our team.
Irving, who said afterwards he's a little worried, will have an MRI today. Game 2 is Sunday, an annoying delay perhaps for fans, but not for a player who hopes to mend again. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Oakland.